The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. There's a classic image or metaphor that's used for meditation, and that is to sit like a mountain. And it may be a little bit easier to feel that when you're sitting cross-legged, when you kind of have this triangular shape. But I bring it up now today because learning to be firmly grounded in the place that you're standing, sitting, or you're being, kind of be there solid like a mountain, implies that you're not leaning forward, you're not pulling back, you're not contracting. You're just there in a very stable way that the winds of the mountain winds, the stormy winds, doesn't move the mountain. The mountain just stays. So to learn this ability, to have this kind of stability, is really helpful when we are in the world of anger, whether in the world of other people's anger or our own anger, to not to give in to any of it, not to be caught by it, not be unduly influenced by it. And one of the and to have developed a capacity to be stable in meditation can translate into finding that stability in times of great difficulty, in times of maybe when there is anger directed at us, or that we directed some other place. And so with that in mind, maybe in this meditation, we can take some care to have to feel like a mountain, whether you're meditating in a chair or sitting cross-legged, or maybe some of you are standing, or if you are lying down. Maybe there's some way of feeling stability, strength, unwaveringness in the face of whatever is happening, and to have the body, your physical body, support you in this groundedness. So to begin, giving some care to your posture, maybe adjusting things so that there is more stability. If you're sitting in a chair, make sure there's a feeling of firmness underneath the soles of your feet. That if you're sitting with the feet on the floor, like they're firmly. Some of that stability comes from the feet. If you're sitting cross-legged on the floor, that it feels balanced to you, that the way your lower part of your body is against the floor and your cushion. Is there's a firm support. Feel the firm support of whatever underlies your body's weight. And take time to feel the support. Feel the way your weight comes down and rests against your chair, your cushion, the floor, your bed. And to really feel that grounding, you might sway back and forth a little bit, forward and back, and to really feel the contact of your body against what holds up the body's weight. And then as you exhale, to exhale into that contact point, like you're releasing yourself into that support. And then to feel your torso arising out of that support. And it works a little better if you're sitting upright. Imagine you're sitting here like a mountain with a wide, firm base. If you're sitting using a backrest, if it's possible to sit up a little straighter, maybe even not using the backrest, even for a little while. And taking a few long, deep breaths into your rib cage, deep in stretching, opening on inhale. Almost like you're becoming more full or substantial or strong as you breathe in a little more deeply than usual. And exhaling and settling into the stability of this body of yours. An uplifting movement as you breathe in. And a rooted feeling as you exhale. Let go and become rooted in this body. Letting your breathing return to normal. And allow yourself to feel whatever global stability there is in your body, global steadiness. And as the torso breathes, perhaps you can feel that steady stability, the breathing arise out of that stability, return to it, be part of it. Entrust yourself to your body. Trust the stability, the steadiness, the weight of your body as it's rooted like a mountain here. And the thinking mind, thoughts are like clouds or winds at the top of the mountain. releasing any tension or holding associated with thinking. Letting those thoughts begin to evaporate. The energetic wind of thinking begins to quiet down and calm. The mind trusts, resting in the stability of the body. Mindful of breathing, as if breathing is intimately connected to the stability of the body here and now. Maybe gently saying to yourself the word stability, stable, as if that word is being said out of the stability of the body, becoming grounded in the stability of the body. Stable. With the reference of being stable, or maybe you can notice the movements away from that stability. And in noticing them, return to the stability. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, consider how being stable can be a support for being present for others. Maybe when others are not stable, maybe as a way of letting our friendship, our friendliness be more evident and present. Perhaps from a base of stability, wishing well on others has a very different feeling than doing it without stability. Trusting the stability of being, trusting the stability of the bones, your weight, the contact against the ground. The stability of gravity as you sit here. And opening your heart wide to offer your goodwill, your well-wishing, your compassion and care out into the world. You as a champion for the welfare and happiness of others. May others be happy. May others be safe. May others be peaceful. May others be free. And may we contribute to that without losing our balance, our stability, and our wisdom.